Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
30 Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. We are joined by Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. His team going for a sweep this afternoon against the Dodgers. Good morning, Mo.
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
Doing great. What a day yesterday. What a weekend. Let me start with this. I see that you visited with the bloggers here recently. That's your annual visit with them, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been doing that since, I think, 2011, where we just host a day. They get to, do a few Q&As with me and then also get to enjoy some ballpark fare and a game. And, yesterday was obviously my final one with them, and it was kind of fun to sit down with them. And they actually presented me a little gift, which was kind of cool, and a little bobblehead with me. And so it was fun. But, that was yesterday, and obviously they got to see an exciting game, which was awesome.
Where are you going to put that bobblehead? In the office, I imagine?
I brought it home to let my wife have a laugh, and then I think she ended up putting it like in the family room, but I don't think it's going to stay there.
I follow the bloggers. I follow a lot of fans. I like to hear what everybody is saying, and I love the bloggers. I think that they, show a real passion for this sport, for this game, particularly for the Cardinals. And the more you can get written about you and talked about you can be a good thing. You want that sort of interaction. I think the Cardinals have probably one of the longest list of bloggers in the game.
Yeah, this group here, a lot of those faces I've seen from day one. And, I think they really do, love what they're doing. And you use the word passion. I think that's real. But they, they care about the product and what we're doing. And, usually the questions are a little bit more detailed. Like you have your prospect hawks and that kind of stuff that show up. But yesterday it was a little bit more lighthearted, and it was fun. So it was cool. And I too appreciate what they do. And I don't necessarily read every word they write, but nonetheless, I appreciate that they are following the Cardinals and advocating for us.
Yeah, no, it's great. And it would take you all day to read everything, but some of them have their own lane. So if you want, like you said, if you want to follow prospects, you can follow this person, you can follow this person. I really appreciate that. And it's always fun for us covering the club to interact with everybody. And, it is fun when they're winning. I mean, there is no doubt about that. I think everybody has more fun when the Cardinals are winning, especially this year in this situation. Somewhat unexpected that the Cardinals could go toe-to-toe with the best and perform like this. But then again, when you look at the team, I don't see really a very low floor for them. It's pitching, it's offense, it's elite defense. It seems, Mo, like you have pieces here to compete, and you are competing.
Yeah, I think you summed it up well. And I think really maybe even more important to all of that is just the internal confidence this team is starting to have. I really believe when this group shows up to the ballpark, they feel they have a chance to win today. And, of course I've been part of teams where you don't necessarily have that feeling, and this team definitely has it. And, just even being around the guys this morning, it's just a good vibe, and it's exciting to be a part of. So, yeah, I think we're going to have a fun summer. We certainly had a kind of a tale of two cities, right? Like the first month was strange, and then the second month was great. And if we can just keep building on that, it's going to be a really good year.
It's been fun to follow these young players. And then here comes Michael McGreevy. I mean, we saw him last year. We saw him in spring training sparkle. We saw him for a brief moment here this season. And now he takes the ball. Mo, just your thoughts on making this move right here, right now, for Michael McGreevy?
So a couple thoughts. We're obviously in a scenario right now where we don't have any off days for about 2 weeks. And, one of the things that I think we've been very successful at is trying to keep our starting pitchers fresh and, having them be able to go deeper into games. And so we really want to just add that extra day of rest for some individuals. And by bringing up Michael, it allows us to do that. And, you know, candidly, you know, he's obviously, when he's been in the big leagues, he's pitched well. When he's right now at AAA, he's throwing the ball very well. And so he deserves this shot. And obviously, they'll give the rest of the guys a little breather, which is good.
Victor Scott gets a breather today, and Jose Barrero plays in center field. What have you thought of Scott here recently?
Well, obviously, from an offensive standpoint, he's been struggling a little bit. You know, facing a tough left-hander, it probably makes the most sense. And, you know, you also got to keep your bench fresh. And, you know, it's been tough because our group's been playing well, and you're trying to, you know, squeeze the most wins each day. But I think this makes sense, and hopefully Victor can get back to where he was early on in the season from an offensive contribution. Obviously, elite defender, nothing's changed there. But from an offensive standpoint, maybe give him a break off a tough lefty.
Two-part question on Jordan Walker. How is he doing? And secondly, what opportunities have you seen from others in his absence to try to take advantage?
Well, first on his health, he is progressing. It wouldn't surprise me at some point this week he goes out for a rehab assignment, so that's good news. And in terms of, you know, giving Burley or Gorman a little more opportunity in the field or at bats is something that, you know, hopefully they can take advantage of. You know, unfortunately, we've faced a kind of a long stretch of a lefty lane here, and so we're not being able to really optimize that. But, you know, in time, we'll see what happens this week. But, you know, obviously trying to get those guys more at bats as best we can is something we've been focused on.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Had about enough of this rain. I mean, geez, we've had enough. I mean, delay after delay, doubleheader. That's five doubleheaders. I saw somewhere that you had performed in a third of Major League Baseball's doubleheaders at one point, 5 of 15.
Yep, exactly. And that doesn't even count games we've been delayed in or, you know, games we played in with light rain. So it's, yeah, we've kind of had that dark cloud over us for much of the season. But, I mean, it really just shows you sort of the grit of this club because, you know, they've been handed some tough circumstances to play in, and yet they still find ways to win. So when people ask me about this club, I feel like gritty is a great word.
It is a good word to use. You take on the Dodgers today, then the Blue Jays for 3, and then the Brewers on the road for 4. You've talked about the six-man rotation and this offense. And how about last night, you pinch hit for, and I'm, again, going to prop up Ollie Marmol here. I thought he pushed every button correctly yesterday. That was a really good game for Ollie Marmol, and finishes it off with Nolan Arenado putting one in left field in a pinch hitter's role. That was some performance to go back to last night or yesterday afternoon.
Look, obviously, I'm a big advocate for Ollie. We've talked about him on this show before. I think he does a tremendous job. I do agree. Yesterday, everything he did worked, and that was awesome. And, you know, Nolan coming off the bench, I mean, that's a great way to have an off day, right? You know, you get one at bat, you do what you need to do, and you go home. And, you know, very exciting game yesterday. Obviously, a lot of zeros on the board for most of the game. Finally get one across, then they counter, and then to win it. So it was cool.
Congratulations on that. Good luck today. Thank you for the time, not only on these Sundays, but again, thanks for Wednesday. Popping in on the Gas House Gang was pretty cool, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, let's have a good day today, and we'll catch up next week.
Always good to hear from John Mozeliak multiple times here on KMOX.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.